Want to have your own business but don't want to start from scratch? Franchising might be the answer you're looking for. Welcome to the Level Up with Nick Lopez Show, the show that brings you thought leaders in business, franchising, and high-performance personal development. Whether you're a buyer, seller, franchisee, franchisor, or consultant, find everything you need to know about franchising right here. Own a business without the pain and financial losses that come with creating it. Find the time, freedom, and financial independence you can have through entrepreneurship. Learn how franchising can help you get there. Listen up and get ready for another episode of The Level Up with Nick Lopez Show.
Welcome to The Level Up Show with Nick Lopez, where we have the absolute pleasure of learning from thought leaders in business, franchising, and high performance personal development. Today, we have another special episode of The People at Lime, and it is my pleasure to welcome the general manager, Maria, to the show.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure for me to be here. I'm excited to talk to you about, you know, Lime and my journey and all that good stuff.
Right. It wasn't too long ago that I was just in the South there in Atlanta, in your neck of the woods, visiting you and all of your talented painters. Andrew Tolby being the owner. My goodness, you guys were serving some beautiful homes. I was very impressed. And so was looking forward to this conversation, and we're going to dive into plenty of that. But if you wouldn't mind sharing your story, how you found Lime.
Sure, no problem. Thanks for that. It was great to have you here. And we certainly had a good time showing you around. So when I moved to Georgia, I moved here at the time that I kind of ran into Lime. I had been here for about 2 years, maybe a year and a half. And my background is in real estate and interior design. And so I had kind of just launched a little bit of a side hustle, an interior design side hustle, but I didn't know a lot of people. And so I was looking for something that would kind of complement my background and my current needs. And so I started looking online and I found Lime, and I went through the interview process, and I found that I really loved the message that Lime had, and it was right up my alley. The luxury aspect of it was really, really interesting to me, very unique aspect of home service in the home service industry. And I just happened to click with the mission that Lime has in general, and also with the owner here in Atlanta, Andrew, and the rest is kind of history. We've been trucking along. We're starting out on our third year, and it's been good. It's been really, really good.
Yeah, it's clear that you and the Tolbys are united behind that mission, and definitely stood out. I think probably where it stood out to me the most was just your relationship with your crews, the artisans that you work with. It's very clear that you're focused on people. And so I'm curious, you know, tell me a little bit about your story.
Sure, absolutely. So my parents were Cuban. So I grew up in Miami, moved around a little bit, but basically mostly went to school in Florida, went to college in Florida International University. I actually graduated with a psychology degree and then proceeded to not use that as a career path. But really, my background is in real estate investment and development and design. So I lived in the Port St. Lucie, West Palm Beach area for many years, where we were developers, did some neighborhoods out there. And really where I shine and where I always gravitate towards is in serving my clients, no matter what area I happen to be in the moment. For me, service is pinnacle. And so that's kind of what I'm drawn to, no matter what role I'm in. So right now I'm general manager. And so for me, it's a little bit twofold. So I'm serving my community, but I also like to have a great relationship, like you said, with my painters, with my crews, with my artisans. So I consider myself to be as much a relationship builder as I am a general manager. And so you can't serve if you can't connect.
So well said. And it's very clear, right? What do we represent at Lime? We're a luxury brand. We deliver world-class service, and we're experts at our craft, and we're aligned behind the way that we do business. And it's clear, right? So somebody like yourself with a life of experience and talents can join our mission in supporting clients and subcontractors, our artisans, but at the core, it's about people. And I love that you said that, and does not surprise me, but where do you think that developed within you? Where does that come from?
That's a really good question. I don't know that I have a very specific answer for that. I think I've always been that way since I was young. I am a believer. I'm Christian. I grew up in the Catholic faith. So I think it's just part of who I am intrinsically as a person. It's built in. And I think it's grown over the years. I think experience teaches you a lot of things. Experiencing different things that happen in your career or things that happen in your life, even. I also think becoming a mother is something that really helped me just zero in on that aspect of myself as a mom. I consider that my greatest accomplishment out of all the things that I may have accomplished in my life and may accomplish in the future. For me, the greatest thing was that. And I think that that also is something that has really fostered that characteristic in myself. And it's just part of who I am. I can't separate myself from it.
And the world gets to benefit from it and benefit from that intentionality and that care and that focus on people. But motherhood just has a way of doing that, right?
It does. It really, really does. It gives you, it also gives you insights that I don't know that you would have otherwise, into behaviors, into people, into just relationship building, especially. I think motherhood has definitely been a benefit for me, for sure.
Yeah, we're all grown children at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, we are. We all are.
That's great. What do you think are some of your professional, like, expertise, your areas of expertise from a professional standpoint?
Sure. I think that what I bring to the table is definitely production, handling production. That is a skill that I possess, whether it's setting up crews, managing the jobs, making sure everything is done on time, sticking to schedules, punch lists, all of that stuff. You know, that comes from my background in real estate development. Also sales. I have a very strong sales component. There's a saying out there, you're always selling. And I think selling gets a bad rap. But for me, selling is really, you could take all the courses you want. You could take, it's really just, again, it comes back to a relationship and developing a conversation and just realizing what your client wants, what your client needs from you, and being able to give it above and beyond what they even expect that you're going to give them. So I do bring sales to that. I bring, you know, years of knowledge just of the real estate investment industry from a perspective of, let's say I'm dealing with a residential client and I can give them the benefit of understanding how what we're going to provide, the service that we're going to provide, is not only going to be beneficial for the curb appeal of their home, but it's going to be beneficial for the value of their home. It's going to be beneficial for the value of the neighborhood, the homes in the neighborhood, things of that nature. We deal a lot with people who are thinking to sell their homes, you know, so I can work with them on the areas that I know from experience in the industry will get them the most bang for their buck. So those things are also important. And then just from an eye perspective, I have experience in design. I've got, like I said, I've got experience in the construction industry. And when you're in those industries, there has to be a lot of attention to detail. So you can't just come in, throw some paint on something and come out and, you know, expect to deliver a great product. That's not what I'm about. And what I really love is that that's not what Lime is about. And so I do bring that level of scrutiny and past experience with me. And I think those are my main strong components that I bring to the table.
Hmm. Yeah. And in our role at Lime, right, it's so much consulting and educating. Frankly, a lot of clients don't quite understand what the sun and water does to all of their property. Being that we're a luxury paint company, we focus on custom homes, and there are a lot of substrates that make up a home. And that's opportunity for, you talked about ROI, mm-hmm. right? And absolutely. Design. There's this whole element of protecting and coding from that perspective.
Absolutely.
But on the flip side, once it does make sense from an X's and O, it's exciting to transform your home and really make it yours. And so much of that is surrounded by expertise, consulting. Yeah, so clearly your skills allow you to provide a lot of value to clients in assessing their current state, but then advising them on, hey, how do we restore and protect and transform, and having the logistics of the project and the artisans and the recommendations to do all of that turnkey. So much of that is people. And so that is truly a lot of value for a client when they're looking at protecting and maintaining one of their highest valued assets.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, LIME stands for love, integrity, mission, and excellence. And we talk about all these X's and O's. That's what we do as a luxury brand, but we commit to doing business a certain way. And as you mentioned, right, it's like, look, my life experiences and who I am, I know that LIME and the way that they do business, I can step into that and really excel. So it's been awesome to have you a part of our team at LIME. In fact, it's earned you some awards. And you've only been with LIME a couple of years. Yeah. And you mentioned GM. And what are some of those awards?
Thank you for that. Humbly, I can say I won the Rookie of the Year award my first year out. So, you know,
all right,
that was exciting. And I was actually surprised. So I was excited by that. And then this past year, I won the, I believe it was GM of the Year award. So hopefully I'll keep trending upwards. And, you know, I honestly don't think about those things when I'm working and I'm doing for me. I'm just trying to provide that level. I'm trying to keep upping the game and providing that level. And that's kind of what's taken me there. But I definitely am very happy and proud to have gotten the awards. So
yeah. Well done. And my goodness. Yeah. You're probably one of the most humble people I know. And like you said, right, just serving one client at a time, one interaction at a time. That is something that you do very genuinely. And I think, frankly, that's just who you are. And your clients and your team, your community are so lucky to benefit from your skills and your ability to serve. It's important for our customers to have that level of service. My goodness, you can look around, and Maria, not everybody takes that approach. So LIME stands for love, integrity, mission, excellence. What is your favorite value and why?
My favorite is excellence. And which I think sometimes surprises people because I'm such a like feely kind of person. But for me, so everything else stems from excellence. So if you are, in my very personal opinion, if you're striving for excellence, you're not going to get to excellence without the building blocks of love, integrity, and mission. If you don't have those building blocks, you can't get to excellence. So for me, my favorite one is excellence, because to get there, you have to possess all the other elements, all the other levels of LIME. And I think that for me is what is my driving force. So if I don't have the love for my clients and for my company and for my guys, because they're my guys, my crew is my guys, like we're a team. If I don't have that love and I don't have the love for the community and for educating people and for serving people, then I'm not going to get to excellence. If I don't have integrity, forget it. If you don't have integrity, you're not going anywhere. I mean, that's just integral. The mission. So what's the mission? The mission is to serve. The mission is to provide value. The mission is to, when you hear LIME, you say, oh yeah, that's, I want that. And the mission is that to make the community a better community, one project at a time, whether it's a residential project or a commercial project. I think people are like, well, but it's just paint. That's the thing. It's not just paint. So if you do it right, it is definitely not just paint. And then you can get to excellence. And when you get to excellence, everything else falls into place.
Mm. Yeah, but at the core, my goodness, it's about the people. And so thank you for sharing that. I'm curious, what is your greatest example of leveling up?
Oh, so for me, I could just use the example of LIME. I came in, I was new to the industry itself, a lot of knowledge with things related to the industry, new to the area, didn't really know Georgia very well. And I just jumped in. I remember going through the interview process, and one of the questions was, well, if you get this position and we tell you you have to come to training to Colorado tomorrow, are you ready to go? I said, yeah, let's go. Let's do it. So I think my biggest example of leveling up has been taking that leap of faith and getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. There's a process that we have at LIME, which is the door knocking. And a lot of people don't like to do it. And I have found that it has become like one of my favorite things because, again, I get to interact with people. I get to educate people. I get to show them how we can help them. But I think that's right now my greatest example of leveling up within a business sense.
Yeah. And it sounds like you've just jumped in and committed.
Correct.
Right. You've seen alignment and you attack the process from day one.
Yeah. I took what was in place that you guys have carefully put in place, and it works so well. And like I said, I took a leap of faith and I said, well, what do I need to do? And who do I need to become to hit the goals that I want to hit? And that's what I've done.
Mm. So clearly you have a high performance mentality, you're intentional, and you have to have some tendencies for staying sharp with you and your team. So I'm just curious, how do you go about continuing to level up amongst you and your team?
So there's a few different ways. I think communication is key. Mm-hmm. So we have daily meetings. We're making sure we're all on the same page. I think me checking in with not only my guys, but the other people on our team and checking mm-hmm. with Andrew daily, it keeps us connected. It keeps us all on the same path. It's making sure that everybody's functioning like a well-oiled machine, so to speak. Because you're not on every day. Every day you don't feel like doing the things that you need to get done, but you have to do them. And so I think, number one, I lead by example. I wouldn't ask anybody to do something that I'm not willing to do. And I think that goes a long way. And I listen. I listen to my crews. I listen to my team. And I try to play to their strengths. And I think that's very important when you're managing. And also even when you're dealing with a client, you want to put the right crews at the right place at the right time to get the perfect result for that person. So I think I would say listening, consistency, discipline, and communication are the ways that I help the team continue to level up and myself as well. I mean, I need it just as much for me as for anybody else. So It keeps me in check as well.
Right. Do you do any kind of personal development?
I do a lot of personal development. I think it's imperative. I'm always learning something. I think mentors are very important. And so if you don't have a mentor personally in your life, I think luckily now with things like podcasts and things of that nature, definitely you have the ability to get information that before was unheard of. So I do a lot of personal development. I do a lot of reading. Some of my favorites right now are Ed Milet and Alex Marmozzi for business related stuff. And I'm also like really into the older I get, because I'm not getting younger. The older I get, the more I realize also you need to stay healthy, stay in shape. So, you know, making sure I'm doing all those things and eating right and exercising and all that good stuff. So, but I do a lot of personal development, a lot of reading. I carve out time for that. I think it's important to keep your mind fresh and to always be learning new things and figuring out how you can apply those things to what we're trying to do with Lime and for our clients.
What would you say is your superhuman power?
So my superhuman power is, I think, is empathy. So I think a lot of people confuse sympathy and empathy. but for me, it's almost like you were asking before, like it's part of who I am. I don't know how to extricate myself from it. So it serves me well in life in general. But I find that when I'm dealing with clients, I have a very high ability to truly empathize with whatever situation I might be dealing with regarding that specific client at a specific time, you know, whether it's they're just looking to freshen up their home and they're excited about picking new colors or things of that nature, because sometimes the jobs are just that simple. I can feel that energy and I feed off that energy and it's reflected back to them and it just makes the process fun, you know. And if it's somebody whose home needs a lot of rehabilitation, I can empathize with the pain of having to go through that and just reassuring them and being able to understand that that's not a comfortable spot for them to be in, to know that their biggest investment is starting to need some repairs here and there. And it's just being able to connect with that part of my client that and know what they need and have the ability to provide them with a solution for that need. And I don't find myself having to guess a lot at what people are really. Sometimes people will say something, but they're thinking or feeling something else. And I can kind of pick up on that. And that just, I think for me, is just, it's a superpower. Just, it's benefited me greatly in life.
Right. And so much of what we've talked about is people. My gosh, it always goes back to the values and people, but specifically, how are you applying those values to whoever it is that you're interacting with? Right. And empathy really allows you to deploy those values in a good stewardship way, right? Love, integrity, mission, excellence. And, you know, you can contribute to that relationship with what you're picking up from an empathy perspective. And my gosh, when you're having a full home makeover, you go through a lot of emotions from due diligence and curiosity to excitement and design to what's going on. We're in draft mode and it's messy to, oh my gosh, it's clear, it's beautiful, it's mine. And yeah, you do such a great job at serving clients and helping them fall in love with their home again.
That's the mission.
Absolutely. And that's one moment, one interaction, one client at a time. Of course, it requires a lot of intentionality and persistence and commitment, but that's what it is. It's our craft. And it sure is fun doing Lime with you and perfecting our luxury space, our craft. So Maria, I have certainly been inspired on our conversation today. And thank you for sharing how you've leveled up. I know that customers are greatly benefiting from you serving them and being intentional, just like you were throughout this entire conversation. So thank you so much. If anybody would like to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Absolutely. You can call me directly. My cell phone number is 470-930-0281. You can also come on our website, linepaintingofatlanta.com. And we also have Line Painting of Atlanta Instagram. You can DM me through there and I will respond. So I am available to serve anytime. And hopefully I look forward to meeting a lot of people that are listening or watching. And I hope I've been able to help someone, inspire someone, give at least a little tidbit of information and hopefully maybe made somebody smile today.
Well, you at least made my day. So thank you so much. And as always, please subscribe to the show, like this episode, and drop a comment down below. And as always, level up.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Level Up with Nick Lopez show. Remember, it's never too late to get started on your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share if you enjoyed today's segment. Catch us again next week and visit limepainting.com for more of the Level Up with Nick Lopez show.